This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
I'm exhausted from just thinking about the hectic showbiz weekend.
Oh my gosh, honey. The Emmys, the VMAs, the Met, Bushwig.
We're in the business of show. That's right. We've got you covered this week on Hot Gossica as we talk about all the divas gallivanting around in their looks, doing the carpets, giving shows.
Yes, and we've got a little pop-up from the roving reporteress herself, Meatball, giving us the Bushwig rundown.
Honey, on top of spaghetti all covered with cheese, she rolled right off the table, and I told her, bitch, you must be red. E! Huh. Because Alaska's new song, Red, and Red for Filth 2022 tour, and Red E for you.
Are you red E for you? Gather all of your aquatic life and the birds too, from sky to shining sea. It is time for Hot Goss.
Forever Dog.
I blow on it first and then want to pull it out of my ass again.
You're very confident that way. Welcome back to the Java House for yet another
steaming, piping,
scalding serving of hot goss. This, of course, is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, gossip and politics, and take a deep dive into the DMs. So let the double DMs. Let's get into some
hot goss. My mic is a hand's length away from my face.
Oh my gosh, so much is going on in the kingdom. Awards shows, fancy gala events.
Drag race Warsaw, drag race Kuwait, drag race. Drag race Azerbaijan has just been announced. How wonderful.
I would watch them all.
Same.
The Creative Arts Emmys happened this weekend. Did you see this little tidbit that came across our desk? The one and only friend, deep friend of the pod, Nicole Byer, on the carpet, looking perfect.
I would not be surprised if this is a Howie.
I am in love. She's wearing a very voluminous leopard print number. It is leopard print, isn't it?
It is, and it is lined with orange. Remember when Whoopi Goldberg wore that, it was like a green and purple to the Oscars in like 92, I think after winning for Ghost. It was like a anti-Mame looking outfit. This looks like Auntie Mame's little niece.
I believe it was Whoopi Goldberg in 1992. Did a line of cerulean ball gowns. I love Nicole Byer, and I'm so happy for her, and she looks so fucking amazing. And
did she win something?
Other than our hearts? She's won my heart.
Cocktail in the front, ball gown in the back?
She gets an EGOT when it comes to my heart. She does. Mm-hmm. She looks fabulous, and RuPaul and Drag Race are snatching trophies again. At this point, it's just a formality, isn't it? I mean, it's not, they're not, they're like, oh, can you just mail it? I can't, like, there's traffic. Like, I can't go.
I feel like they're going to keep giving it to Ru until she shows up in drag. She puts on a dress.
But she's going to keep getting a lot of trophies because I don't think she's going to do that.
Honey, it's his sixth straight trophy for outstanding host for a reality or competition program. And that puts him in the same position as Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Who broke the Emmy record by winning Best Actress in a Comedy Award 6 times in a row for her role in Veep, which is an amazingly funny and acerbic and biting show.
So funny.
So great.
I know a porn actor named Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Dreyfus.
Yeah. Yeah, their career was, it was a rough ride.
Honey.
This is also a momentous event because RuPaul Charles has tied the record for the most Emmy wins by a person of color with cinematographer Donald A. Morgan. So if RuPaul wins at next week's Emmys for Outstanding Competition Program for Drag Race, the record will be broken. So this is an exciting moment in history.
Anytime drag can help a record be set and like advance the needle further for like, you know, rights and exposure and all these things, Drag Race is doing it. And it's been doing it for almost 15 years now at this point.
Raising the bar and doing it flawlessly.
And then sometimes getting on the bar and doing a number.
Ladies, I told you, we do not do bar numbers. It is not sanitary. Have you heard of COVID? Oh, my God.
Your feet were on the floor, and then you were on the floor, and then you were on the bar, and then people's drinks and their cocktails in their hands.
Not to mention you knocked over my Long Island iced tea, which was $6.95.
No, I don't want your drink ticket. There was Svetka in there. It wasn't well.
And I wasn't well after drinking it.
You weren't well when you found out you missed Manila's drag sale. That's when you went. I got in a tizzy.
This was not FOMO. This was just
tizzy
pure
Kaplan.
Rage.
Oh yeah,
pure
and
rage.
There was good stuff too.
I know,
honey. We all made out with stuff. Trinity K. Bonet got some Victor Luna looks, some other looks. I definitely mopped a look or two.
Manila had a drag sale. I had other things that I had to do and winter season. No, I'm just kidding. I had other things going that I couldn't go. And then I was like, hey, like, are you all still there? Or like, what's up? And y'all were like, no, it's 4 p.m. Her super fan Ellie swept in and bought everything that was left.
Clean sweep.
Maybe I'll just contact Ellie.
I mean, you could. Her and Cake Moss were like, tooth and nail over this one jumpsuit last time. Allie wanted to frame it. Cake wanted to wear it. And Middle's like, will you please let the drag queens wear their stuff?
Like, let it be seen, and then it can go in the museum. Manila and I are virtually the same size. She's a tall hoe. So, like, and she has exquisite taste. I would have loved to have worn some of her borrowed blessings. But who knows? Maybe I'll just go to her house and steal off the rack.
The Bar Blessings Bureau did acquire some Luzon
acquisitions.
Items.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, acquisitions.
Mm-hmm. And we're in the process of talking to several other people, several winners. There may be a Bar Blessings branch, Palm Springs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, very soon.
Okay, Style House.
You never know.
Style superstar, Willem H. Belli.
What were you doing all weekend? Did you get to watch the VMAs at least?
You know how it is. I saw the clips online. I saw Madonna's ass. I saw Lil Nas X. I saw Chloe. I saw fucking
Normani and Tiana.
Yes.
Honey. That was everything.
Fucking set it off, lesbian fucking pussy face grinding on a fucking metal cross fucking surgical table.
It was a Janet reference from her Velvet Rope tour.
Gagging. Living, breathing.
Did you see Kim Petras?
I said Kim Petras. Yes, of course. Gorge. It was fierce. It was a really cool, amazing show.
I really like that gays were out there full force, you know, making full the force. Outfits, choreographing, singing the songs. I don't like that there was a host that was kind of not transphobic. phobic in general of Lil Nas. She was like trying to gloss over his outfit and on the carpet. She's like, you know, we're not even going to talk about the fit. I'm just going to move on. And he's like, I think I look good. Like hearing her say, like, it was almost homophobic how she's like, bro, like, no, we're not going to talk about this fit. Let's just go to something else. Mm-hmm. She's like running down her list of questions, like just because he was in an outfit that was way better than her basic ass outfit. Yeah. He was in like a Lil' Kim inspired when she did the VMAs with the purple with the titty out.
Yeah.
But he just had a shoulder out. I wish he had a little bit of nipple out just so people would know it was, oh, Kim hardcore.
Yeah.
But I mean, not Kim's hardcore, because hardcore, she's in front of that pink tapestry.
Right.
But Lil' Kim VMAs, he looked wonderful. And the fact that he had to deal with that after being so nominated, and this bitch just couldn't keep her opinion to herself for a moment, and she had to let her homophobia jump out. Like,
yeah.
Disgusting.
And it's like, obviously, he put a lot of work into this look and a lot of thought into it. So you do want to ask about the fit, my love, right?
Do your job, bitch.
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about how hard it is to do the carpet, I think, last week. But I love it. And the first
carpet work, is the carpet comfortable?
The carpet is comfortable for me. I just never think insulting your guest is a good idea. Like, come on, MTV.
It's
get it together.
It's not proper.
Or maybe
now is not the time to show temperament.
Maybe utilize Candy and Simone, who were there doing nothing other than walking the carpet. They should have been presenting or doing carpet work.
It made me so happy just seeing them there, like looking so fabulous. Drag queens doing drag on the highest level. And it's like, it's such an exciting time. And like, I fucking love them so much.
Me too. They look super duper.
Girl, the legs.
You had Candy in orange and pink. Simone was in yellow.
Yes.
All we need is Gottmik would have been the purple Fanta, and then maybe you could be the red one, because there's an exciting announcement. Breaking news. This just in. Alaska Thunderfuck 5000 announces her next North American tour. Honey, she's going natty. North American tour.
North American tour.
Honey, yes. Red for Phil. It's your red era.
It is my red era.
Lori Morgan looking for something in red.
You know, I'm happy to steal from Tina Burner yet again. But just the red stuff. Just the red stuff this time. Yeah, we're doing a tour. Red for Phil 2022, North America. The tickets are on sale now. And it's sort of a leap of faith to ask people to buy tickets to this, because we've only released one of the songs.
But it's so good.
Far. Well, thank you. I like it too. I love it a lot. And I love all the music. And it's going to be coming like really soon. We're going to be releasing them little by little. So be on the lookout for that.
Oh.
Do we have a rainbow spotlight?
We do have a rainbow spotlight of the week. The rainbow spotlight of the week is the first letter in the alpha in the rainbow. It is red.
It's me.
Taken from Mr. Roy G. Biv himself.
Is it me? Am I the rainbow spotlight?
Am I the rainbow spotlight? yes, you are.
Well, let's take a listen.
Slide on down the rainbow to Red by Alaska Thunderfuck 5000.
Something in the water, boy, you got me seeing colors. Sorry, pardon me, I don't mean to stare. Drowning in your purple rain, a sinking yellow submarine, and I don't wanna come up for air. Take me higher, scarlet fire. Oops, I think you did it again. I see red. You got my attention. I'm losing.
You're looking like a linebacker, smells so good. That's lilac. Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week, you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime. Yeah.
And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, you're going to want to discover the 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
The Factor meals were so great. I love that they came in a recyclable container and with very little waste. And food, delicious. My taste buds had a party.
Exactly. Really good. Really easy to make. Loved it.
Not a lot of cleanup because Factor Meals eliminates the hassle of the prepping, the cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff, and you can customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need, and then pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals. So you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50. And use code DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active. Ooh, first Monday in May, bitch. It just passed. You know what that means, Met Gala.
First of all, how busy were all of these celebrities? I mean, it was like, okay, you have the VMAs, and then the next day you have the Met Gala. That's a lot of glam squads.
I mean, it is. I think my favorite glam squad hair was Kiki Palmer. My friend Miles did her hair, and it was beautiful. Stayed in place. Kiki was dragging the Met for their shitty food and plating. It was like, that was what you all wanted to serve us? Hey, does anybody eat there?
Well, I mean, I would. I have to keep my blood sugars correct.
Mm-hmm.
Who were some of the standout looks? I mean, of course, we can't talk about it without talking about Iman.
Iman looked great.
What the hell?
Phenomenal.
It's
goddess level.
Is it hair? Is it like hair?
I think it might be feather work,
floor work,
and some somethings. I don't know.
It's really that's the thing. It defies explanation and logic, and it's fabulous. Who else was sickening?
Oh. I really liked Lil Nas X in the gold C3 Piho.
So fabulous.
With the reveal. India Moore Extravaganza looked beautiful. She had like a head tattoo. She was in YSL, which like went back to like their 83, 84 evening collection.
So stunning. And so stunning. I'm glad that Kim Petras was there, and she decided to wear my face as her as her blouse.
And she's doing some promotion work for you. She went red to let everybody know.
Oh my God. Red era confirmed.
Mm-hmm. The red era confirmed.
Red conspiracy confirmed. Pay attention, people.
I like Dan Levy's outfit. It's like, feels like there's maps and waters and men kissing and frills and cool, really, really cool boots.
It's so absurd, and I'm here for every second of it.
Not mad.
That's what the Met Gala is for.
Can we talk about Miss Simone?
Oh, a golden goddess.
Golden.
Gold goddess. She's the girl wearing gold sequin fringe. Beautiful, so fun. And can we give a shout out to all the straight men who gave us nooch on the fucking carpet?
Yeah. Like, stop inviting fucking straight men to this. They don't belong there. It's not their party.
I can take their ticket. I would wear something. I would wear a horse head and horse feathers.
Nikki Tutorial turned it out, and the theme was the skin that you're in, I think, for the Met Gala, and everybody interpreted
I
that differently.
It was America.
Was it?
I thought it was something to do with America.
I believe that too. I believe that I could be just totally wrong. I'm a podcaster.
American independence.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, okay, so everybody interpreted that differently.
The skin you're in is like
that's a Drag Race contest.
The Dove soap campaign.
Oops.
Which I get it.
Well, Nikki Tutorials looks beautiful either way.
Oopsie, whoopsie.
Oopsie. Nikki Tutorial looks beautiful. She's referencing Marsha P. Johnson. She has a Pay It No Mind ribbon on her dress, and like a floral crown, which is Marsha's like most iconic kind of image now. And
so beautiful.
She went to the park, Marsha P. Johnson Park, which is right across the street from Gina's house. I was just there a couple weeks ago on Marsha's birthday randomly. And you know when you're in the right spot at the right time and you just feel like God put you there?
Yeah.
One of those moments. I just like looked up and I was like, Marsha. It was so nice. Oh. So Nikki looks beautiful.
Absolutely stunning.
Yeah. If there were any outfits that you were going to wear, whose would it be?
Kim Petras / Iman, of course.
Okay.
I mean, it's all there for me. I'm obsessed.
I would have been Lupita Nyong'o, bitch, because we love a diva in denim. And she's got double denim.
Yes, we love a denim doll.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So stunning.
But did you hear that Nicki Minaj didn't go to the Met because she didn't want to get vaccinated? She said, if I do get vaccinated, it won't be for the Met. She says, after she's done enough research. Honey, these hoes been doing research on your man, though, already. And I don't give a fuck about Nicki no more.
What?
Barb's
is...
come for me.
No, this is like...
Like, if you don't want to get the vaccine, but you have a platform that's this huge and you're going to fight against science publicly, keep it to yourself. There's a lot of people that could benefit from this vaccine, you know? So, like, I'm not checking for Nicki no more after this. Like, I'm not deleting Superbase, but, like, these celebrities are not role models. Don't ever mistake celebrities for role models, especially drag queens and entertainers. Please
and
don't.
then she further made it worse by being like, so I know a guy and he got the vaccine and then his testicles got really weird and then he couldn't get a boner and then his fiance called off the wedding. So like, don't get the vaccine, you guys.
She said that?
Yes.
Trash.
It's all like the point of the vaccine is like it has to be a large amount and percentage of the population get it in order for it to work and be effective and eradicate this disease. And so it's like fear based like nonsensical things like this that are gonna prolong it and make it worse. It's unfortunate.
And then she gives mask advice. Wear the mask with two strings that grips your head and face, not the loose one.
Thank you.
Prayers and hearts.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nikki. Thank you. Thank you so much, Onika.
Well, should we take a second to get a little politique?
Shall we?
Doom, 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 doom. This is a segment we call Let's get political. Let me see your body sign. Oopsie whoopsie. I got political in love.
This is really, really, really good news. Thank you to everybody in Cali who voted. The recall of Governor Gavin Newsom was unsuccessful for Republicans this week, and the Democratic control will remain in California, which is very important because if California shifted, then the nation could have shifted in like other things. So
that's a big deal.
This is very big. We'll, every time there is an election, we'll continue to tell everybody. We want to make sure the Miss Very Merry Christmas pageant goes off without a hitch.
Thank you.
And all the other elections around town and contests. So, you know, we're gearing up.
Exactly. Make your voices heard. This is, it was a little like, oh, they're trying it. Let's not let them try it. So we made our voices heard and we didn't let them try it. Mm-hmm. Now, in global warming news, 2021 was the hottest summer ever recorded for the U.S.
Girl, they're not going to get any colder. This just ends from the National Oceanic and Atmosphere Administration. They announced last Thursday that the average temperature this summer for the U.S. was 74 degrees Fahrenheit, or 2.6 degrees warmer than the long-term average. And that heat record caps off a season full of extremes, with parts of the country experiencing drought, wildfires, record-breaking heat waves, hurricanes, and other extreme weather exacerbated by climate change.
Yes, and global warming clearly is making heat waves and other extreme weather events both more likely and more severe, and climate scientists have said conditions this summer offer a glimpse of what could become a more common future.
I don't feel like it's going to get any colder, that's for sure. There's an intergovernmental panel on climate change, and that states we have less than a decade to stabilize the Earth's climate, and this will require big and immediate cuts in carbon emissions. But those kind of carbon emission cuts are hard for developing countries because they use fossil fuels, and there's so many factors that are playing against that. And like some big countries are like, well, the small countries, they're emitting more than us if they're allowed to use those fuels, and XYZ, XYZ, ABC. Like, I don't know much, but I know I hate fossil fuels.
I don't know much, but I hate fossil fuels.
That's a B cut from Red.
So
the goal is to reach net zero carbon emissions for the world, and that requires a lot of money. And the International Monetary Fund, there's so many funds, and groups, they estimate that 6 to 10% of the global GDP. Okay. I don't know what that is. I know what DP is, not.
I think it's gross domestic product.
Okay, so they need like $6 trillion to $10 trillion.
Children.
I don't know where they're going to get that kind of money. They can't look in my tip bucket because people have been tipping me Venmo. I write my Venmo on my thigh and then I shake it, and then the people in the back can get it. I'm going to help with climate change, with all this chub rub I got going. I'm starting forest fires between my thighs already. So good luck, world. I'll see you. I'll be in Palm Springs heating it up.
So $6 to $10 trillion needs to be invested in the next decade. That's only 10 years. To green economies in order for us to get it under control. So like some major shit has to happen, y'all.
I mean, I feel like people are so reluctant to make changes because so many people rely on the old ways, the fossil fuels, the gases, and so many people are making money off of oil still, that for them to switch, they're the people that support the politicians who legislate the laws. And like, you know, where's the solar car? I mean, I got a hybrid now, thank God. You drive a hybrid, or yours is all electric, right?
It's electric.
Boogie woogie. Like, we're trying to do our parts. I hope everybody else is out there too. But I don't think we're gonna solve this on this week's episode of Hot Goss, but at least we're talking about it.
Yes, we are talking about it, and we will continue to do so. But for now, why don't we go ahead and take a break?
Damn, if we didn't take that break, we could have solved global warming.
Take a break, take a break. Oh my God. Did you book the tip spot this week?
I did, and I put the cone in the parking lot for her, but she said she might get on her scooter and scoot over.
Not another boot scoot number.
It's a boat scooter.
Oh my God.
Yep.
You know what? All right. Eddie, could you move the cone?
Not the silicone. Here.
Not the silicone in my face. Get your hands off of my mug. I said move the pylon cone out back. No, not the pylon Willem's having in the dressing room in the walk-in freezer. Okay.
This is not your average tip spot. This is not a tofu tip spot. This is a fully rounded, meaty tip spot.
Grade A.
Little 92% lean, 8% fat.
USDA approved. Please welcome to the stage our tip spot this week, the one and only, the Diamond Diva from the Sloppy Pod. This is Meatball.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. What a gift. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. You were just in New York. I heard Wicked was reopening and they wanted you there to understudy Madame Morrible.
Madame Morrible?
Oh, hell no.
No? Oh, sorry.
At least give me the wizard.
Are you more Nessa Rose, honey?
I do like to be seated.
You do, honey.
Oh my gosh, yes. I was in New York. I was there for Fashion Week, and then I also got the chance to go to Bushwig, the 10th Ooh. Anniversary, Ooh. And it was an incredible time. Have you ever been to Bushwig?
I think, yeah. I performed there in 2018, yeah, I think.
I love Bushwig.
I know. There's no other, I think, drag festival that's like for adults only, and really anything goes.
Yeah.
Did you do a number or did you just go?
I just went. I was just in town, so I went. But I have a full report on everything that I saw there, Saturday and Sunday.
We have intel. Intel coming down the wire.
I have drama.
Coming down the wire. Okay.
Are you the drama?
No, but...
the drama?
Oh, my God. I can't wait to talk about Scarlet Envy. She did a full 5-minute number with that as a mix. Am I the drama?
It's her new song. Yeah. So wait, before we get into the drama, will you tell us like what you said? It's like anything goes. Were there any particularly shocking moments?
Absolutely. I think by far one of the most shocking moments was Azalea Banks's performance. It was 1 hour long. And she really did slay, although there was a lot of drama in some people deciding not to show up to perform because she was on the bill.
Jiggly, for one.
Jiggly said no.
Jiggly was mad because Azalea has been openly transphobic and homophobic.
Absolutely. There was issues. Azalea Banks called her own security because she did not trust the security at the venue. And backstage, she threw a fit because the show was running long. And she decided
it always
that
does.
I know. I mean, it's Bushwick. It's always going to be an hour and a half late.
It always runs long.
So then she can't. She like was backstage. Apparently, this is what I heard. She was throwing a fit because she heard one of her stalkers was in the audience. So she had the whole backstage area cleared of all drag queens so that she could get to the stage without getting stalked.
What?
And then guess what? If you go on TikTok, Crackhead Barney, it was her stalker. And she asked her in a video, she goes, Azalea, are you transphobic? And you can see in her face that it was like, that's who she was trying to avoid. And she still got right up next to her.
Good.
So on Saturday, I think I'm just going to go. I made a list of everything.
Okay.
My number one standout performances were from Queen Robert. She did a Jennifer Coolidge number, which started out like White Lotus and then went into Legally Blonde. But the whole time she was bending and snapping with the ashes and throwing them into the audience.
Oh,
it was
my
incredible.
God.
And then Minnie Horowitz, she did an incredible Lady Gaga number. It was so good. She had the disco stick and everything.
Oh,
I don't know if you know Moon Baby, but she did a live singing number. Yeah, she's a Philly queen and she's incredible. She did a live singing number with her like 3D music video playing behind her. It was so good. She was dressed like an angel. Then we had Mary Cherry, a new spooky queen coming to the stage.
Dragalina.
Dragalina season 4. And she came out and she did a number where she spoke about how spooky she was while pretending to eat dog shit. There were portions of it where she was like, imagine that I'm in contacts. Let's say they're red, like cherries. God. Imagine this chocolate bar is a doo-doo. It was pretty funny for Mary Cherry.
Amazing.
Funny for Mary Cherry.
I didn't say anything shady. Horchata performed huge Jennifer Lopez number with like background dancers, exploding balloons that shot glitter out onto everyone in the audience. And then after her number, she was proposed to by her partner. And the whole audience was like crying. It was
so
pretty.
Did she say yes?
She did say yes. What if she said no at her own event? Because Horchata is the one that's been putting it together for 10 years. And it was so lovely to see her.
I choose my own destiny. She says no.
She throws the ring back at Fisher.
No, thank you.
Is this from Zales?
And
it
then,
can only be Jared.
Oh, it was definitely a Jared. Or Kay. Every kiss begins with K.
Every single kiss. You know how it begins.
And the drugs that I was on Saturday was just weed, alcohol, and like a small amount of Molly.
Oh, okay. That's not like a vicious, wild drug bender. That's pretty normal.
And then my favorite Sunday performances, like I said, was Scarlet Envy's Am I the Drama Mix. I did talk to her for a long time, but I was so shroomed out. I don't really know what I said.
I thought you said you just did weed, alcohol, and mom.
That was Saturday.
No, that was Saturday.
Oh, sorry. Next day.
Sunday, there were more drugs involved.
Oh, okay.
And then, I don't know if you know Switch and Play. They've performed with Sasha Velour. It's
amazing.
Like a burlesque troupe of drag kings and queens. Kay James made me so horny while they were performing. They had like a jackhammer and they were like pounding the stage as they stripped. And then
Jackhammer.
Ooh! And I was literally in the audience like creaming. Okay. And then someone did Weezer's Destroy My Sweater, but they were in a huge cable knit sweater that was being pulled off while they were performing. And then it ended with them being fully butt ass naked on the stage by the end of the song. And it was so good.
Oh, I love that.
And then Bitch Pudding did a horror number where she was a final girl being chased around by Michael Myers. But as she was performing, she was stripping his clothes off. So he had the mask on. And then, his body was right.
Who was Michael?
His name is, I don't know, but he was a very attractive man. And backstage, I did try to peek at his penis.
Don't give me his name. Give me his OF link.
Okay, he just messaged me because we were... Oh, he doesn't have an OnlyFans link. That's the upsetting thing.
Oh, man.
She posted about him on her Instagram, though. I saw that.
His Instagram is...
Give us the meat, meatball.
IJ Stearns. Stearns. He's very hunky, muscular, cock for days. And apparently him and Bitch were in a long-distance relationship a long time ago.
Oh, really?
IJ Stern?
Willem, he's right here.
Yes, that's him.
Oh.
He's a man. I mean, he's not for you, but he is nice for me, though? Diva. Ooh.
Maybe it's just not for you.
For you. And then Charlene performed completely nude. And on Sunday,
good.
The drugs that I was on was I
the
started on
mushrooms.
The dry
cleaner must have been closed.
What?
The dry cleaners must have been closed. She's trying to pick up a gown.
Not a thing to wear. No,
it
I
was,
fucking
it
love
was
Charlene.
Very sexy. And then I was on shrooms. I drank tequila. I smoked weed. Then I ate a signature Mary Cherry oatmeal weed cookie. Then I did cocaine. And then I finished with Molly.
Oh.
And this was Monday?
This was Sunday. And then Monday I flew back to LA and I don't remember the flight.
Ooh, yeah.
Sounds like you did a lot right, honey.
Better to not remember the flight than like be... be coming down and hungover horribly on the flight.
That's a 6-hour flight from New York to LA. No good.
Once I was so hungover on a flight and it was like the worst, and I was like, it's fine. I'm going to get through this flight. It's going to be fine. And then it was one of those flights where you sit on the tarmac and they're like, we don't know how long it's going to be, but we're going to sit here. And you can't have beverages, and you can't get up, like you can't do anything.
And they
it was
turn
literally
the air
purgatory.
Conditioning off because Girl, they're trying to save electricity or whatever. Oh no, ma'am,
that was purgatory. That was not fun.
No,
a Bushwig, amazing. I'm so glad that you
was
were
my
there.
Bushwig wrap up
as our roving reporter, and Bushwig is really at the forefront of, I mean, avant-garde. Drag, yes. Wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. They bring out some of the most insane and creative performers. And it's also so eclectic because you're going to get Rue Girls. There was Heidi and Closet was there. There are a few other Rue Girls. You're also going to get, what are their names? There's a tall one and a short one, and they dress alike, and they have a show.
The Boulay Brothers.
Oh, yeah. The Boulay Brothers are going to be there, too. And you know, you're just going to see everything. You're going to see every form of drag.
I thought you meant the Vilbergs for a second.
No, but they do that too, yes.
Yeah,
there's
really
just
cool.
room for everyone. I'll just say that. Sorry, I can only speak in Gia Gunnabo. I'm very sorry.
I think Bushwig, no matter who is there, there's always the element of cool because you're not going to make like a ton of money there, but you're going to have a good time. You're going to see good drag. It's people that want to be doing drag. It's not people who complain about showing up for gigs or anything or worry about like, oh, this says I'm going to go on at 8. Why am I not on the stage yet? It's 9:15. Like, it's just a chill festival, and it's
so much
fun.
Everyone's there to have a good time. Everyone's really nice. There's no, like, teenage girls creating lines that you have to wait in. It's just, like, the performers, once they're done, either go to their dressing room and hang out for a little bit, but everyone ends up walking around the venue so you can meet everybody you want to meet.
Meet, share drugs.
Share lots of drugs. Yeah. Next year, I'm going to do more.
Did you notice that drugs and drag are only, like, one letter away from each other?
And that's by design. That's fine.
And honey, if you keep the A and I'll take the EIOU.
It should be called RuPaul's Drug Race. I think that's a Lady Bunny joke. Really? I don't know what the setup is. Well, thank you so much for stopping by. Thank you so much for having me.
What a lovely time. I see the counter is going, so I will be taking my exit.
It was a pleasure. You know, sometimes I'm not sure about you Dragula girls. Sometimes I am not sure what to expect, if they're going to show up and do a tip spot and get blood all over the stage in the dressing room. But I will say I was very surprised that you were very classy and very kind.
The last girl from your show, she pulled the live hamster right out of my ass and bit his little head off.
That's a Bora.
That's her.
Thank you so much, Meatball Tina.
See you later.
Help yourself to a Vizzy on the way out.
Oh, I do love those. I love an acerola berry.
Just one, bitch. Yes, I said one. She tried to put extra in her bag. That's why we need to do bag check at the show.
Instant never
girls come
rehire.
In and they ransack. She didn't even have a bottom lash on.
What?
She said she had individual. She had individual eye boogers. That's what she had.
Why don't we go ahead and take a break and we'll be right back.
Let's.
Well, we'll take a break on that.
Oh, wow. Is this? Oh, the cave has babies in it. It's a baby cave. Oh, drip drop.
Baby cave? Isn't that what you call your asshole?
Honey. It's a maybe cave, not a baby cave. But sometimes it's a maybe. This is a section of the show where we like to go...
Spelunking, unking, deep inside the DM.
This first message comes from Leah. It says, hi, Alaska Willem, Big Dipper, and special guest. Longtime listener.
It's a sexy guest.
Oh, sexy guest.
And I, yes. And Meatball was our sexy guest this week.
And she's everything Vegas encapsulates. She's sexy.
she's very, very sexy.
Okay, long time listener, Leah says, first time emailer.
Not only must you have a body, but you must also be sexy.
Cheesecake. My name is Leah from Stoke-on-Trent, UK. Cue dodgy British accents. I am a non-binary bi lesbian. Who knows? Fuck labels. With a bit of a conundrum.
Okay.
I recently got a new job coaching netball, which is a popular British sport played almost exclusively by women, and was asked what I want to introduce into the pathway. I briefly mentioned promoting inclusion and acknowledging the LGBT plus community within the game. They didn't say no to my idea, but a few faces were pulled. The netball club I was in delayed my coming out for years due to some homophobic comments I overheard from players, as well as many other things. I was wondering what your opinion is on whether I should tone down the gayness or just be unapologetically me despite what drama I could cause. I want to explore my gender identity more, and part of that is wanting to shave my hair because why the fuck not? I'm just worried about what comments would be said. Unfortunately, I can't compensate you with a dick pic since I don't own one. Instead, attached is a picture of me being manhandled by the iconic famous cis host Priyanka Ding at Dragfest London. Wishing you all the best and can't wait to see you in a Race Chaser Live UK Tour 2022. Lovely. Oh, yeah.
Well, let's look at the picture first and then answer the question. Such a beautiful picture. I love Priyanka. What a ray of light. And what? That's a great backdrop. Silver sequins. Silver the background was silver sequins. I saw it myself. Priyanka is wearing a sensible piece of footwear, which I always appreciate for a meet and greet.
She tried to miter those seams and match up her edges, but she almost did.
Well, fix it in post. I mean, you can, you know, the retouching budget will cover that.
Beautiful seam work.
Beautiful seam work. I think, Leah, I think that you should cause this kind of drama because this is good drama. And I'm also a little surprised because, wait, you said netball is exclusively played by women. Wouldn't you think that, like, there was already some gayness going on there and like lesbianism already like all up fiercely in there?
Well, I mean, one would think, but who knows? I mean, if I experienced this kind of homophobia in something, I would probably just try to start my own league with just like all the gays and bis and the everythings that I know. I don't even know what netball is though. I'm guessing there's a net and a ball.
I know what Net Zero is, which was the free internet company that came out when the internet was new.
Well, Leah, we hope we helped you.
No, I think that you should be, I mean, this is the time. This is the time for you to be authentically yourself. Do not downplay your gayness. Mm-hmm. Never do that. Gayness. Never do that because this is the right kind of trouble to start. And it's not going to be easy. I mean, it's going to be, you're going to run into some pushback, but I think it's the right fight for you to fight. And you know what? Shave your hair. Go for that. Go for it. It's fierce. Our next message comes from Jay. Hi, Willem, Alaska, and Dipper. So, being a gay quote-unquote male and living in a small town, the most common form of quote-unquote intimate situations I find myself in are usually sexual. And there's no problem with that or with people who prefer that setting. I preferred it for some time. Usually these situations either end up being a somewhat FWB...
Friends with benefits.
Okay. Thing or just a one-time fuck and then it's over. And it's been years of that on top of the occasional dinner date. I've moved to yet another small town a while back and started to become more romantically involved with this guy who I'm completely physically and mentally and comedically click with, something I've been looking for. The more romantic we become, I start to find myself restraining from being sexual with him, and I don't know why. And after giving it some thought, I think it's because in my own experiences, I was never able to put being sexual with somebody in the same setting as being romantic with somebody, and it's completely new territory for me. I've opened up to him about this slightly, and he is really awesome. awesome about it. He in no way pressures me at all. However, he wants to be sexual a lot, and that's obviously completely normal, and why the fuck would I blame him, LMAO? I want to be sexual with him, but it's usually always when I leave and I'm back at my house alone and I'm horny. Sometimes I think being exposed to and watching porn at a youngish age has something to do with it, but that's a whole other convo. Not blaming porn or porn stars, more so the fact how I grew up with it as such an influence. We make out and cuddle a lot, and I like that because it's easy, I guess. I don't know how to describe that feeling yet. What are your thoughts on this? Not expecting all the answers, but more so a fresh perspective. Time to call BetterHelp, LOL. Sorry for the paragraph. I tried to be as succinct as possible. Thanks, y'all. Here's a deep peek just between us gals. Thanks, Jay. Well, that dick is not succinct, I can say that.
Honey, I could suck it under the sink and then use it to unclog the sink.
Suck dick, sink.
The dick is huge. It's a shame that you aren't horny around this guy because, I mean, you'd get a chance to use that dick, I assume, or what you're dragging in your wagon behind it.
Right.
I think that if you find yourself horny and you're alone, you should call him up and FaceTime him and just draw a little smiley face on the head of your dick and then start talking with it. Like make the urethra talk and then say, I'm horny. He'll probably be in the car so fast if he feels the same way that you feel about him. Or you guys can meet up at like a middle location if you're both in small towns that aren't near each other or something. Yeah. I've never had this problem. So I don't really know how to.
Thank you, Blanche.
I don't really
know. Very helpful. I've never had any sexual problems myself.
I don't know how to help him fix whatever he kind of needs to fix.
Well, I would say, Jay, that
smell it before you suck it.
What?
Smell it before you suck it.
Right. That's good advice. Timeless advice. I would say that sometimes there's a difference between sex and intimacy. And sometimes finding the sort of
coin
overlap of what?
Coin.
Money. the amount of roses they bring you.
I only get my roses from Maria.
Right. Sex and intimacy are not always the same thing. And sometimes not all of your needs are going to be met by one person. So that doesn't, it sounds like you really click with this person, but maybe like just not in the one area of sex. And I can tell you that like if you're in the long haul with someone, sex is eventually going to fade anyway a little bit. So I mean you might be like fine, and talking to him about it is going to help. And maybe just like, I don't know, getting your sexual fix on your own or with someone else doesn't mean you can't, you know, still have a fulfilling relationship with this person if that's where it goes. And BetterHelp is great if you want to talk to them. Like, yeah, they'll have much better advice than us.
They can definitely help you with that. And I can help you with that dick if you're ever in LA.
Oh, yeah.
This next message comes from Andrew. It says, hi, Alaska Willem and Dipper. Longtime listener, first time caller. While rewatching All Stars 3 in the girl group episode, Aja sings the same, oh my God, made famous by Raja O'Hara on All Stars 6 as the queens enter the workroom after critique. Is this a reference I'm clueless about? Or did two queens come up with the same thing seasons apart? Attached are some spicy picks for your viewing pleasure. Race Chaser is my favorite part of each week. Love, Andrew. What am I looking at? Oh, that's dick. The dick was like kind of going in the direction of these heart of pine floors. They look original to the home, and it was obscured partially by the woodwork.
This is why if I was a judge on Top Model, I would tell you, okay, first of all, you're standing against wood grain, which is the exact same color and shade and texture as your dick. Penis. So it makes your dick look invisible. Second of all, your dick is pointing up and it looks like a prodigious, you know, size, but because it's pointing toward the camera, it makes it look, you don't see as much of it because as objects get closer to the camera, you don't see the length of it it creates the optical illusion that it's shorter than it is. So I think you should retake this dick pic against a solid background and really show the full length of the member. But I see that you do have Polaroids that have fallen to the floor next to your bedside table, which that's a good way to go. There's no, you know, iCloud permanent record of the nudes if they're on Polaroid. As for the ass pic, what's going on here?
Oh my God is actually a clip from a YouTube in 2016 of someone saying it.
Oh, really? Do you have it?
Yeah, I'm playing it.
What? Oh my God!
Hey, bro.
Well, there it is.
My God!
It comes from a Vine from 2016. That's where Oh My God comes from. I love that.
So what we just did, that's called journalism.
That's called podcasting.
Podcasting.
That's hot goss. Yeah, in the ass pic, okay, your ass is arched and, you know, out there. But there's a glowing string of lights against the wall that is interrupted by your ass that makes it look like you're being stabbed by a lightsaber.
Wait, but is that a skylight above it? Is he upside down on something?
Oh, wait, is that on the ceiling? I thought it was on the floor.
From the windows to the walls.
Again, it's really just about composition. Mm-hmm. And I think that... it's a great ass, and I love lightsabers. So, I mean, it's great. I'm just saying you want the focus to be your voracious rump and not, you know, whether you're getting attacked by Darth Maul.
The focus needs to be on what you want us to focus.
Focus on me.
Focus on me. We're glad that everyone has focused this week on listening to the Hot Gossingtons. And yes, we very much appreciate our tip spot of the day, the roving reporter gal Friday mm-hmm. through Friday, Meatball.
Yes, we thank you so very much. And you can send your questions via email to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
And as always, we have bonus video content available on patreon.com/Willem. You can search using the hashtag racechaser and leave the coins on the dresser. We have a La La Re-inspired 3-minute bag look challenge. It's live right now. Go check it out. It's super funny. And thank you for supporting the dolls.
I wonder if I finally win this one. You'll just have to watch and see.
One does wonder.
And we'll continue to release some of our Patreon content from 2019 for free now on YouTube. So make sure you're subscribed to both Willem and Alaska on YouTube. Hit the bell icon and you'll get notifications.
Yeah. And follow us on Instagram @Willem, @TheOnlyAlaska5000, @RaceChaserPod, and @MomPodcast.
And that link on Instagram @RaceChaserPod also has lots of resources and places to donate money in support of the Black Lives Matter movement, and a link to AAPIP.org to help combat increased anti-Asian violence.
Please get the vaccine, wear a mask, wash your hands, stay safe and healthy, and don't listen to celebrities who think they know what they're talking about with COVID.
Exactly. And we'll be back next week with more
Pipe Bang Steaming Scalding Burling
Hot Goss.
That's hot goss.
Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This Goss is hot.